7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Happy Tuesday evening to you. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time live tonight. And, of course, we have our Time Warp Hour from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwich.
And we want to hear from you about absolutely anything, whether it be a personal issue that you want to get off your chest or maybe some sort of political rant or a political issue you want to comment on. Or just anything in the news. Whatever you want to talk about, this is your forum. This is your show. Dial us up toll-free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We also have the email option for you, which is...
FTL@freetalklive.com.
That's correct. You shoot us an email there. We'll read it live on the air. And, of course, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and experience a number of things to occupy your free time with, including the bulletin board system. I think last night was our inaugural show here on the weekday show, because now we're 6 days a week on the Genesis Communications Network.
That's a lot of talk.
Yeah, that is. After the show, I checked out the BBS, and we had had like four or five new members just in a two or three-hour window. Which is tremendous growth as far as the past growth is concerned on the BBS. So a lot of stuff going on there. The chat room, there's always people hanging out in there at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, pictures of us, and a whole bunch of other different stuff for you to check out. Absolutely free of charge. All there for you at freetalklive.com.
If you want to see what ugly babies we were, you can go to freetalklive.com,
yeah.
Click on the About the Show section, and just take a look at all of our little baby pictures.
I don't know, man. You weren't that bad looking as a young lad.
Yeah, but if you click on that picture and you expand it to its full size, it looks like I'm sitting at the kitchen table eating an ashtray. Just eating cigarette butts is what it looks like I'm doing.
I'll have to take another look at that. Hey, what do you guys got coming up tonight?
All right, well, let's see. You want to go, man, Witcher?
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity. I've got the...
I'd like to thank you for the chance.
Sorry, here. I'm adjusting my microphone. I've got the lead story of Bush supporting the intelligence bill that isn't going through Congress.
Wait a minute. We're going to talk about an actual top story in the news?
Is that I'm looking saying? At it. I'm wondering. I wonder about it.
Okay.
And
that's not normal par for the course here on this show.
We talk about current events.
That's true.
And
normally I think we try to avoid the top issue.
You try to avoid the top
I do,
issue.
Hi.
All right. Sometimes I'm interested in the
You're
big
issue. You're going to drag us down into this. Fine. I don't even know what it is. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've got some interesting crime stories and...
crime stories tonight with Manwich.
There's the story that won't die is the Virgin Mary piece of
the Virgin Mary grilled cheese. Yeah,
yeah. And
that's still going on.
It's apparently it's topped out on eBay. It's the final bid. I can't imagine that this is true. The amount of money that somebody's willing to pay for a grilled cheese sandwich with a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich with the likeness of what looks like Vampirella.
I'd pay for a Vampirella grilled cheese.
not that kind of money you wouldn't. I'm not telling how much it is. So as soon as we get into the story, I'll read it.
I don't know. A bid on eBay is a binding contract, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
You could be sued.
Yes,
if you
can.
Don't come through with... Speaking of eBay, I'm pretty eBay savvy.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I've been an eBay member since 1997, and I've got over 100 user rating. All positive.
Ooh.
So, 100%. I'm a darn good eBayer.
So, what color is your star?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not actually on that often.
All right.
Because I'm trying not to spend a lot of my money. Anyway, I got on there recently because I wanted to buy a mouse for my computer. And I always check eBay. I check some other on the web prices. And I checked the eBay price. And this guy was selling it. He's one of these sellers who sells the item for half of the normal cost and then gets you for the other half with the shipping. But I knew that in advance. I read the auction. And I totaled it up. And I figured, okay, well, it's $10 less than some other online stores. I'll go with it.
Oh, yeah.
So I ordered it from the guy. And today I go down to my mailbox, check my mail. And there's two boxes from Amazon.com. And I'm thinking, that's weird. I was expecting one box because I ordered some books. I ordered Michael Badnarik's book. And so that's what came in. I thought, well, what's this other box here for? And I looked on it, and sure enough, it was from Amazon to me. And I thought, okay, popped it open. It's the mouse. The guy ordered the mouse from Amazon, got my money, took $7 of it for himself, and ordered the mouse on Amazon and had it sent to me as a gift.
That's amazing.
So congratulations to him. He got me, you know? I didn't check in. I didn't check Amazon before I went on eBay.
That's
so
pretty funny.
Didn't you frugal it?
I thought I did. I could have sworn that I did. But I guess maybe it didn't show, or maybe it was a sale that
who knows?
I don't understand. Anyway,
maybe it was in his gold box on Amazon.
Okay.
Stupid Amazon thing.
I have no idea what you guys are
right,
talking.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going to bother to explain
it. I'm going to go entirely too geek, and I need to stop that.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Why don't you call in and tell us about the ripoffs that you've experienced, possibly in person or over eBay. Luckily, I think eBay is a pretty clean service. We're not being paid to talk about eBay here, but I've had real good experiences, although there have been some instances over the 100 or so transactions that I've done where things haven't quite been as they seemed.
I was kind of thinking that folks could call in and tell interesting holiday stories.
Is it that time already? Well,
yeah.
What do you mean by interesting holiday stories?
Well,
do you
know, I don't care if it's a horror story. Like they always like, call in with your craziest holiday story.
Well, because I think we try to normally target it a little bit more. Like as it comes more into December, we ask for the crazy holiday party stories, you know, your office party stories, because there's always good stories there. But, I mean, what do you mean? Like, are you talking about the family getting together and a brawl erupting? What are you talking about?
You know, if you've got a good story, I'd like to hear it.
All right. Well, okay. I'm trying to narrow it down, because I know coming up, we got Black Friday.
Black Friday is what?
This week. I love talking about Black Friday.
Oh, man. Oh.
The day after
it's
Thanksgiving.
Because you're so cheap. That's right.
The day after Thanksgiving. If you open your newspaper on Thanksgiving, you get
I don't read that thing. It's full of lies. I hate the newspaper. I go to go on the internet and read lies from Reuters for free.
The only thing that I use the newspaper. I don't subscribe to the newspaper either. I agree with you. It's not worth reading. If I want to get news, I've got the internet for that. But the one thing the newspaper does provide, especially on Thanksgiving Day, is a whole bunch of advertisements. Everything from Best Buy to Office Max to, you name it, Circuit City, whatever. And they all are advertising their day after Thanksgiving or weekend after Thanksgiving sales. And the day after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday. And the reason they call it that is because the retailers who've been working all year selling things are historically supposed to get into the black on this particular day because the sales are just that good. It's the official start of the holiday buying season.
Wow. I can't imagine that somebody's business is just getting into the black on November the 27th.
I don't know if it applies as much these days, but I mean, from what the statistics I've seen in the retail sector, they do the lion's share of their business in November, the end of November and December. They really do.
Yeah, and then into January.
True.
Because there's all kinds of exchanges and then additional purchases that go on, you know. Because people will get, for example, new video game systems for Christmas, but then they'll also get piles of money. So they go out and buy a bunch of new games.
Right.
You know, something I learned on this show a couple of weeks ago, and it blew me away, that the opening for The Incredibles, the opening weekend for Incredibles was like $45 million,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Is a good opening for any movie. And
oh, yeah.
I hear the movie's great.
I've heard it's great, yeah.
And then
Pixar movie. It's probably got to be great. Have you ever seen a bad one?
No. I've only seen two of them.
I suppose it's possible
no,
it could turn out a stinker, but the ones that I've seen have been really good. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Didn't that Play Story or Toy Story
Toy
go...
Toy Story or Pixar.
Toy Story 3 or something go directly to video?
There hasn't been a 3.
No. They were going to release Toy Story 2 directly to video, but they decided that would be a bad idea, so they didn't release it to theaters.
I see. Anyway, so it was $45 million for the first weekend of The Incredibles. The first day sales of this video game called Halo 2 were like $145 million.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And it's a great game. I bought it. I was standing
it. Sure it is, but it's so
we're
weird
come
with
back
video
with,
games.
We're going to come back with more 800-259-9231. Talking about the holiday season, buying crazy holiday stories. Dial us up if you've got one. 800-259-9231. That's your show. You can change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lycopin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You'd think that after 2 years of doing Free Talk Live, Manwich would finally be comfortable with bringing the show back from a break.
That was great. You pointed at him like, hey, you want to bring it back? He's like, oh, no, I got to talk.
You know, the funny thing is I take this show so much more seriously than all the other shows I've done. I've hosted, I can't tell you, I mean, several, a handful of shows.
Right.
And I would bring them all back from the break.
But the other shows you've done have been...
Local, little... nothing shows.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Morning Business Review.
Whoopee!
Today we're interviewing Joey's Pizza. I tell you, this is the best pizza I've ever had, Joey.
Wow,
that kind of
thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, man.
Basically, where you... I can't tell you, I can't really say what that is, what kind of radio that is.
Not a nice word.
Exactly. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you to get interactive with us and talk to us about anything, personal, political, something you just want to get off your chest. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. I do have an email to get to, but we do tangents so much on this show. We're talking about eBay experiences, ripoffs, crazy holiday stories, Black Friday, and we never got a chance to find out, Scott, what you have on your mind tonight. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it would appear that there is a group working with the ACLU to oppose Florida's statewide ban on homosexuals adopting. Florida is the only state in the United States that has a ban, actual ban on the books, keeping any homosexuals from adopting children.
Hmm. Wow, isn't that sad? How old is that law?
27 years old.
Could you go to, like, Georgia, adopt a child, and then...
At that point, you're the child's legal guardian. If you move into the state, there's nothing that they can do about it. But the adoption process can't be completed for a homosexual in the state of Florida.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to help take those kids out of their orphanages or the state foster homes or anything like that. Wouldn't want to help any kids.
Oh, the people who are supporting the Florida law, there are some just completely asynine things in this article that they're saying.
What else you got? Anything else?
I understand where people are coming from on that. I mean, I'm not saying
we'll
I agree,
get into it.
But
we'll
I
get into
understand.
It. That's definitely the hottest one I've heard so far.
Right. Then after all that, if you're listening to this topic, it makes you angry. You got $10. You want something to do? You can shoot JFK.
What?
There's a video game that came out on Monday where you can recreate the Kennedy assassination.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called JFK Reloaded.
Is it by the same people who made Postal?
No. It's by one of the guys who worked on games like State of Emergency.
It sounds like it'd get a little repetitive, though. I mean, is there more to it than just
shooting
JFK?
No, just shooting JFK, and you can look at it from multiple angles. You can do it from, like, Jackie's angle, and you can look at it from the grassy knoll, and you can look at it from Zapruder's angle. But the whole point of the game is...
Who's Zapruder, the governor?
No, Abraham Zapruder. He was the guy who videotaped it.
I see.
But the whole point of the game is to prove that it could have been pulled off by one guy.
I see. It's a thesis game.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. And then, since we are on a radio show, I figured it'd be nice to talk about a radio talk show host who has recently had to apologize for disparaging comments made towards Condoleezza Rice.
I'm dying
to hear that. I love industry stuff. I heard about that one.
Yeah, we like talking about inside industry stuff from time to time. Also coming up tonight, is the U.S. a little bit more like North Korea than you might have thought? Possibly corrupt cop stories. And this email. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Scott. Subject line, you guys talk too much.
This is not me, by the way. No, I didn't write an email into this show just so Ian could read it while I'm here. I should, though.
What, that much?
Isn't it a talk show?
Well, it is, and here's what he has to say.
Okay.
I have to agree with Alice, who said you wouldn't let a couple of callers make their point, and instead you basically blew them off. Still, I don't know what he's talking about.
Hold on, could I interrupt his email? Yeah, could I interrupt his email
Please.
Here to talk about something completely unrelated?
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, I see. I've been listening to you guys through the archives on the internet only while I'm at work during the day, and I really appreciate your show. Well, we appreciate you listening to the archives, because it's there for you people that can't tune in live. And I was really glad to hear that you're now going to be on 6 days a week, and we are, because I would have to wait until Monday morning to hear your Saturday show. Now I can listen every day. Cool. But you guys do blow people off without really listening to what they're trying to say. You should work on improving that. All right, we'll work on it.
Thank you.
I really don't know what he's referring to. I wish he could cite a specific example.
Well,
I don't feel like we've treated anybody in that fashion. We've been accused by two different people that we have. I mean, maybe they consider letting a caller, interacting with a caller for 10 straight minutes, blowing them off. Is that what they consider blowing off?
It seems to go back to this conspiratorial stuff that seems to go on, you know, here at GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're on GCN were supposed to be the conspiracy, another conspiracy show. You know,
well, that's according to two people who have emailed us.
Right,
basically.
You know what I mean?
Not according to GCN. They
just
love our show.
I can't, you know, like I said before, I just can't believe all the different stories. And sometimes I get a little short-tempered with, you know, the Bush family's paying the Illuminati to hire the Templar Knights to fly lollipop dragons into the World Trade Center on 9/11.
See, what I think it's a conspiracy by the listeners to turn everything on GCN into Alex Jones.
I think so. So anyway,
this is a great show, and I'd love to be as successful.
Right? Oh yeah,
let's
definitely
make that 100% clear.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Alex Jones's show. I'm just saying it's not what this show is. That's all.
It is. Not. We definitely clarified that last night.
Yeah, I know.
We're here because we're different. Anyway, so his subject line: "You guys talk too much." I think we can help him with that. That was for you, Scott. All right, let's get back to the phones.
A moment of silence.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Some other critic posted on the BBS last night.
I do appreciate him sending that email in, and he listens all the time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like he really likes the show.
Yeah.
And just has a few minor nitpicks. And there was some other critic that posted on the BBS last night that said something like, "You talk too fast."
And that's got to be me.
You think we're both? Well, I said, my response was, "I'm Southern born, but you were born in Bradenton, Florida. I was born in Sarasota, Florida. We've been here all our lives for the most part."
I was born in Sarasota.
Oh, okay, Aaron. Sarasota Memorial, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, we're Southerners. We're supposed to talk slower than other people, right?
Well, let's be clear that the first 20 miles from the coast in Florida has been completely invaded by Yankees.
All right, true.
And completely taken over. If you want to go to you know, southern United States, you have to come in 20, 25 miles from the coast.
Oh, our board operator, Jason, is reminding us that apparently one of the other GCN qualifications that some of these listeners have in their minds is that we have to be just overtly religious as well,
yeah.
Which is an understandable misconception because it's called the Genesis Communications Network. It was a misconception I had. I thought it's got to be a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not. That means they're the first communications network. That's the idea behind their
right.
name. But apparently other people don't get that either.
Well, see, luckily I'm an ordained minister, so it's okay.
Yeah, we qualify tonight. Yeah.
I consider myself to be a religious person. Somewhat.
So we want to hear from you. Anything goes. What's on your mind tonight? 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's get into the gay issue, shall we?
The gay issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Sure. Have the man of the cloth bring up the gay issue.
Actually, we're going to get into it in just
after
a moment.
After the break, of course.
In Florida, just to recap, In Florida,
there is a complete statewide ban on gays adopting.
How do you feel about that? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you don't like this topic, change it. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartoonic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark. But some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We're here to talk to you about absolutely anything. Something just been itching. You've just been itching to get it off your chest all day long?
It's your chance to be a radio talk show host. Call in.
That's a little dishonest. You're not actually going to host the show.
But it's your chance to finally direct a talk show for once in your life.
Okay.
God. And you know what? You guys
are rough on me.
Even if you don't have a pet issue that you want to get on the air and push, you heard us, if you were tuned in a few moments ago, you heard us kind of pre-sell the things that we have to talk about. If you want to request one of those, by all means, dial us up at 1-800-259-9231 and give us your request, and we'll actually jump right into that topic. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about this situation here in Florida, Florida being the only state out of all 50 that actually has a law on the books preventing gay, is it just gay men, or is it all gay people?
All homosexuals.
Okay.
Right. 20 local and national organizations, local meaning Miami, have joined forces to launch the Coalition for Fair Adoption, vowing to repeal a 27-year-old law that bans gays and lesbians from adopting children in Florida. Florida is the only state with a complete ban on adoption by gays and lesbians, either as a couple or as single parents. Last month, the ACLU took its challenge of the ban to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is expected to decide in early January whether to hear the case, filed on behalf of four gay men raising Florida foster children that they cannot legally adopt. So these four guys are each raising foster children already. They're taking care of these kids, but they can't adopt the children because of the law on the books.
Okay. That's strange.
I see the point on that, but I mean, I've got... Are you going to go much farther in this article, or do you think you've got the gist of it?
I've got the gist of basically what's going on. There were some quotes in here that I wanted to...
Nail the quotes.
Let's see.
Because I got some things to say.
There's a quote here from the South Florida director of Equality Florida that says, "This is a new day, and it's time for people to see that homosexuals are just as capable to be parents," which I can agree with.
I agree 100%.
I hear an agenda.
But then there's also another quote. I'm going to get quotes from both sides.
Should we stop there? Because I want to hear what the agenda is.
Okay, what's the agenda?
You know, it's one thing that
the gays want to pass a law so only gays can adopt. I mean, what could the agenda be?
The agenda is...
besides getting kids out of the system.
Shaking their dirty laundry in my face. You know? Like, I've got to accept it. I've got to say you're okay. It's just great. I love it. I love the fact that you're gay, man. You know? That's what it seems like
to say that.
No, what you have to say is, okay, you're gay. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Can you take care of the kid?
No, that's not where it's at, though. I don't think most of these people really care about the kids. I think they care about their gay agenda.
You don't think these people who've already been raising kids for 10, 12 years... these people have been raising these children. One guy's talking about someone, he's been raising the kid since an infant. The kid's 13 years old. He's this kid's dad, but he can't adopt it he can't adopt his son because of the fact that the state of Florida won't let him because he's gay.
And what difference does it really make? I mean, you know, like in the grand scheme of things, whether or not he's the child's actual father, right? Like the adopted father versus the foster father.
Because a foster child can be taken away at any time.
They can, but chances are good if he's taking good care of a 13-year-old boy, not going to be any, he's not going anywhere.
But
the foster issue is one thing, right? I mean, the thing is, I mean, let's start. What they do is they're working on the periphery kids, these foster kids that are. I hate to use terms like this. Let's call them less marketable.
Okay, the older ones.
Less marketable.
Right. They're less marketable. I mean, there is a big, big market for creamy white infants.
It's not like it's a child scratch and dent sale.
I know, I understand that, but it is.
Well, the fact is, there is demand. He's right about that. As a child gets older, they become less marketable as well.
And, you know, I mean, from an ethnic point of view, too, there's white children are at a premium. I mean,
that's correct.
That's just the way it is. I'm not making any value judgments. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Let me take notes so I can start selling babies and knowing what I'm going to get the most profit off of. Thank you, Manwich.
Don't think it's not done. so they start with these foster kids who are probably getting loving homes in these gay households from these gay guys. But now what's going to happen is there's going to be this...
Or lesbian women.
I'm sure that they're providing great homes,
okay,
too. But now they're going to be into this... they're going to be looking for the premium baby market. You know, they're going to be thrown into the pool of already, you know.
Oh, so you don't want competition? Is that what you're saying? You're anti-competitive. You don't want the heterosexual couples to have competition.
A heterosexual couple is by nature superior to a gay person or a gay couple.
Do you believe that?
I believe that.
You know, I met plenty of heterosexual couples
that
don't deserve to have kids, and I'm not saying they'd get through the adoption process. I don't know how rigorous it is. I don't know how easy it is.
Most of them were just, blessed with biology. They could have kids, you know, I mean, the ones that you're referring to. But I think that, the average middle class white
couple
that's out there looking for...
You're saying that heterosexual couples should have dibs. Like, they should have first pick, is what you're saying.
The fact that they're a heterosexual couple? Yeah, I think they should.
Okay, great. You think heterosexual couples should have first pick? That's great. But still, even if it comes down to heterosexual couple, homosexual couple both vying for the same child, heterosexual couple gets first pick, the homosexual couple, as it stands right now, doesn't get any pick at all. They can't adopt any children anywhere,
anytime. I understand where you're coming from.
So then do you agree that this law should be repealed?
No. The reason I say that is because once you get... Because it's just another notch. It just moves it farther along. The fact is, these people are raising these foster children in loving homes, I'm sure, the vast majority of them. But, you know, I mean, once they become able to adopt the foster children are left in the dust, and they're going to be out after the creamy white babies.
Oh, right, that's what's going to happen. These foster children, all of a sudden this law is going to get repealed, and these foster children who are getting cared for, they're not going to matter anymore. Now there's just going to be people in feather boas going down to pick out new babies that match their drapes. That's exactly what's going to happen, Manwich. I'm glad you're so, thank you, Nostradamus.
I didn't realize... You know, Manwich, I didn't realize you were such a homophobe.
I don't think I'm a homophobe.
I don't think, but it seems like you are.
It's a point of view.
What do you have against gay people? Why can't they raise? Why can't they? I'm not saying. Look,
they have children?
They can have children. These people who are involved in this lawsuit have the children and are taking care of them.
But they have acquired the children. Why can't they have children?
Well, they don't have a
womb. Answer the question. Right.
They don't have a womb.
They don't have the proper equipment. That's why they should not have first dibs.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
You know what? No one's arguing with you about who should and shouldn't have first pick. The issue is...
But it would be the next argument.
Maybe
you understand what I'm saying? If the argument now is about adoption, the next argument, once we say, okay, we'll let you have this particular issue, but we get first dibs. And
the next
argument is first dibs. Who gets first dibs?
Very simple. It'll make everybody happy. Just privatize adoption. So if you want to go adopt a baby from the Catholic Church and they don't want to adopt out to gay folk, then that's their prerogative. If you want to go adopt a baby from Planned Parenthood or whatever and they will cater to gay folk, then that's their prerogative. You don't want to adopt from there, that's your deal. How about that?
I like that, and you know I do, but
okay.
I like the idea of privatizing everything.
Good. Well, then it's settled.
And there are currently several private adoption agencies.
So then in that case, you would need to change your answer, because I asked you if you were for this for the repeal of this law, and you said no. You could say yes, but we need to also privatize adoption. We're going to be back toll-free if you've got a comment here. Do you think them gays should have babies? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control. Just dial us up toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
So talking about all sorts of things tonight. Everything from Black Friday to holiday crazy stories, eBay ripoffs, to gay folk and them not being able to adopt in the state of Florida, and that's apparently the only state they can do that in. And again, if you have a comment on that, 1-800-259-9231, you want to change the topic, go anywhere else, feel free, it's your show. Where are we going now, guys?
I was wondering, are you going to go out on Black Friday? I mean, you like to get up at like 4 a.m.
Well, actually, I did it for the first time ever last year.
It was in an interesting story.
Well, it wasn't that interesting. It would have been interesting if I'd seen some fights. That's what makes Black Friday interesting. And I've actually seen that from being on the other side. Well, of course, we're talking about the day after Thanksgiving sales,
right,
where just crazy people line up at 4, 5 in the morning, literally lining up around a building.
I did that once. One
okay.
time.
Yep. And?
But, no, there's not really even a story behind it. I'm just saying I know exactly what you're talking about because I went out waiting for Furbies.
Oh, no.
What the heck is a Furby?
Now, that's something that would start a fight.
Yeah, Furbies were starting some fights.
Yeah.
I went to every store in town that carry, that was supposed to get Furbies that day.
What was a Furby? What is a Furby?
You don't know. Obviously, never worked in retail in the past 5 years.
No.
Okay, Christmas time, 1998, the big hot toy that season was the Furby. And the Furby is...
Is this not early? Like, so 98, the whole year has passed, and then that Christmas of...
Yep, Christmas time. Yep, December of 1998.
There's always the hot toy of the year. One year it's...
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids. The next year it is...
Holiday Barbie, Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah. Tickle Me Elmo is huge.
Pokemon.
Tamagotchi. That was one.
Tamagotchi, yeah.
I don't even know. I half these words I don't even know. Tickle Me Elmo I've heard
go
of.
Go get a job at...
Which is a second-rate Sesame Street character as far as I'm concerned.
You haven't
what happened
lived.
To Big Bird? Big Bird was a good character.
You haven't lived until you've worked in retail during the Christmas season.
Now, Ian worked several years at a discount store, and I worked several years in a mall. So, you know, we both... We're seeing that type of stuff firsthand.
Right.
I worked in the same wing as the toy store, so I saw all this stuff going on.
This was all done like in your early 20s?
This is late teens.
Yeah.
Is when I was doing this, yeah.
I guess I sort of have, you know, I worked in retail. I worked at a comic book store when I was in high school.
Not the same.
Okay.
No, I worked...
You catering
selling pagers is what I was
at
doing.
A comic book store. You're catering exclusively to geeks, and I don't think they're going to be the types.
No,
who
that wasn't the way
really
that way
to
in 80s.
Slit each other's throats over, you know, a comic book. Although maybe I'm wrong.
And it wasn't that way in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's crazy out there. But anyway, where were we going with all that?
I was just the whole Black Friday thing.
Oh yeah, Black Friday. So yeah, people wake up in the morning and there's all kinds. Really, it's worth it in some cases because there's really some great deals out there. I mean, retailers will sell something below cost just to get you in the door.
Call that a loss leader.
Yeah, and hope that you buy some other stuff, basically. And of course, people literally line up around the building. Luckily, here in Florida, where Tampa Bay area, where we're doing this show, the weather is. Acceptable. I mean, it's chilly and it's nice. It's okay.
chilly for us, you know.
Yeah,
if it slipped below 69, the governor would declare a state of emergency.
I can't imagine Black Friday sales in New Hampshire or something like that, where it's literally freezing outside and people are waiting to get into a store.
Well,
now that's just nuts.
The people that live where it snows are used to it snowing. It's
I guess
not that
that's
big of a
true.
Deal.
Okay,
I mean,
true.
It's
that's right.
The same way we're used to 100 degree summers. You know, like they would kill them.
I am not used to 100 degree summers. I've lived here for 13 years and I can't.
We don't
stand
get
it. Even 85, 90 okay. degrees in the summer. I hate the weather in the summer down here. I miss the winter so much. All of you people who are listening who are up north where there are actual winters. I'm coming to visit you.
Well, we're coming to live in New Hampshire permanently.
You know, speaking of discount stories, I have a story.
Do you?
Well, discount stores, I have a story.
Okay.
In Sedalia, I think this is M-O. What is the abbreviation?
That's Missouri.
Missouri. A suspected shoplifter caused quite a buzz when he used honeybees to extricate himself from a sticky situation at a local Kmart. Security personnel followed a shoplifting suspect into the bathroom, but when they opened the restroom door, they were overcome by 100 buzzing bees. He probably started yelling, "Bees, bees," and then created this big diversion and got away, said the commander, John Degonian. Now, this is the poor guy gets national coverage from the bee.
You got to admit, I got to give him credit. That's original.
The bee robber.
Who's ever done that before in the past?
I don't know.
So what does it say in there what it was he stole?
Yeah, he got $60 worth of CDs, perfume, batteries, and a pair of scissors.
So probably altogether around $100 worth of stuff, right?
Yeah, what did he spend on the bee?
$60 worth of...
Oh, I thought it meant $60 worth of... But $60 is everything, then.
The way that I read it is it's $60 worth, but let's say it's $100.
All right, so even if it's 100, he took the time to get just a container full of bees and have them on his person, stashed them on
just
him.
Just in case he'd need them.
Just in case he needed them while walking out of his discount store with some CDs and some designer imposters, parfums, decor, whatever it is. You know,
there's a bit of a hole in his plan, as brilliant as it is. I mean, no one's ever done anything like that before, I don't think. But the hole in his plan is, well... Obviously, there's only so many places you can get bees from.
Right.
And only so many people have access to those bees or know how to don a bee-getting suit. I mean, you can't just walk up to to a honeycomb or whatever and plop some bees out and put them in a jar. You have to put a suit on. You have to go and you have to do the bee treatments or whatever.
You could be a bee farmer and have your own little hive in the backyard, and it's legal in most areas to have a hive in your backyard. Mm-hmm. I looked into it.
Need a little extra income there, man. Which
I just like the idea of having bees in my backyard.
We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231.
Bee Talk Live.
Hey, we want to hear from you about anything. You want to change the topic? Go right ahead. Maybe give us your shoplifting stories. Not that you've done any of it. Maybe you worked in loss control. That's fun stuff. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hey, kids, you want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense, let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live. You can call us toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We are wrapping up the last few moments of this hour, but never fear, we'll be back for the next hour. We're two hours live every night during the week from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have our Saturday night show as well from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So plenty of opportunity for you to get your Free Talk Live fix. What were we talking about? Black Friday?
We were talking about
The B-Man.
Yeah,
you're talking about the B-Man.
The bee shoplifter. You know, taste my bees, copper. Apparently he let a bunch of bees loose in a Kmart and
was that what it was?
Somewhere.
Was it a Big K?
It was a Circle K. Or what is it? Kmart.
Big K, yeah.
Yeah.
Former employer.
Yep, which now owns Sears.
That's right.
That's a great story. I think that's going to be a real success because both Sears and Kmart, been suffering in the last few years.
Well, yeah, how the hell did they get enough money to buy Sears? I mean, they must have taken out some more loans or something.
A merger isn't really an acquisition, necessarily.
Oh, I thought they bought the... I think they bought Sears.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time that they get a bunch of I mean, equity. Sears is worth a lot, too.
Okay.
So it's...
Yeah, they got all those buildings.
Things can be bought on paper without a great deal of money changing hands.
Well, I know that when Kmart was in trouble, they sold off a crazy amount of their stores, so I guess that's how they got out
of
debt, right?
Maybe they sold enough stores that, I mean, the Kmart got sold here in Bradenton.
Yeah, they shut down the one I used to
work at.
Well, anyway, 1-800-259-9231. You know, I got this email here, unexpected prep, and it looks like it's a good one. So I'm going to read it. Just in time for Thanksgiving. This is from the Libertarian Party, by the way.
I was just going to say, who did our email come from?
Congress has passed another obscenely expensive budget bill crammed with pork and turkey, potatoes and soybeans and bananas, and 11,768 other items that have no business being purchased with taxpayers' money, say Libertarians. Joseph C., I love the way they write their press releases. This turkey of a bill couldn't fly any place except Washington, D.C., according to the executive director of the Libertarian Party, Joseph C. Husen. And while special interests have a lot to be thankful for, this legislation should cause ordinary Americans to lose their appetite. Get ready for this, taxpayers. The $388 billion omnibus spending bill for 2005, passed by Congress last weekend, contains an eye-popping 11,772 earmarked special projects, adding up to $15.8 billion. Though the mammoth spending bill was temporarily held up by a tax provision, Georgie Bush is expected to...
He's going to sign it. Has he not signed anything?
He has signed every single bill that has crossed in front of his desk, that small government man.
You know, this is what baffles me about... conservatives voting for Bush. Now, I realize that there's a conservative is a big term that means a lot of different people, but one of the things that conservative means is people that want to see smaller government. And actually, most Americans have, in the Zogby poll said that they want to see smaller government. Bush is not a small government guy.
No, he's not.
If you think he's a small government guy, then you must think Clinton's a microscopic government guy, because Clinton spent, what is it?
A fraction.
It's a small fraction of what Bush spent.
And Bush continues to spend.
The Republican conservatives continue to vote for this guy.
It was interesting, actually. I heard that the Democrats now were speaking out against this this budget bill.
I would. That's the only place to snatch up voters.
That's true. And 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You won't believe some of the things that Congress has spent your hard-earned tax dollars on. We're going to go over that coming up. And much more. We want to hear from you. It's your show, so take control. Dial us. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.